What is going on, Colts Nation? He is Jamal Lawrence, and I'm Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast.
Yo.
Everybody, the Indianapolis Colts will take on the Las Vegas Raiders at Lucas Oil Stadium on Sunday at 1 o'clock Eastern. Look, the Raiders just took out the Kansas City Chiefs on the road with no Josh Jacobs. Antonio Pierce, interim head coach, he has this team going in the right direction. And this team clearly isn't a pushover. Colts need this win, or we'll be saying bye-bye to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if y'all support us, please remember to like, subscribe, and comment below with your thoughts. If you're on YouTube, Colts Nation, that's the best way to support us. And it is completely free. For real, though. We love the likes. We love the comments. We love everything. So, what we have here today are three keys to the Indianapolis Colts prevailing over the Las Vegas Raiders. Jamal, what's the first one? You know what? I'm going to just, I'm going to pick
this
one for you. Because I know you'll like this one.
All right.
Michael Pittman Jr. needs to play.
Ooh, starting
needs
off.
To, right? We talked about this last episode, right?
We did. And I think it's a consensus across Colts Nation for everybody that I've seen across the board saying that we need Michael Pittman Jr. back. Does the Colts need the Michael Pittman Jr. back? Yes. Because basically the reality of all this is, Eric, the receiving corps thin with and without Michael Pittman Jr. With and without. So we need him back. Because Minshew relies on him. We all know Minshew functions with being able to get MPJ the ball. So that's a huge problem for him when he's not in there. To me personally, I feel like he doesn't look comfortable when MPJ isn't in there. And more importantly than Minshew, because I know this isn't about him, it's one of those things where Michael Pittman Jr. does get us those first downs. He keeps the chains moving for us. He keeps the drive alive for us. So we need that person in there to help keep the chains going, especially when we have a stagnant run game or we have drop balls or incomplete passes. So MPJ does a great job being an aggressive receiver, getting the ball with strong hands and getting that first down. So we do need to see him back on the field because we cannot rely on the supporting cast around us to just take over the game. Now, I know that was some first game jitters for probably some of them last year or last week, being their first time as being bumped up in the receiving core. But I think it's pretty clear that MPJ needs to be out there to help keep the momentum going in the game and kind of set the tempo for this offense.
And he was a full participant today in practice with that concussion and shoulder injury. Really hoping for some good news come tomorrow, Saturday. Let us know that he's active. But right, we need our stud back. He's sixth in the NFL in receptions and 13th in receiving yards when he's on the field, of course. So not to mention this guy's leading the Colts team in almost every statistical category for receiving. So yeah, we need that guy back. I do think Nate Hobbs of the Raiders will be shadowing him, and he's been having a great season. He's a great open field tackler. It's going to be an interesting interesting matchup to say the least. The Raiders defense is pretty good. They have been ever since Pierce has taken over. What's our next key?
Let's switch it over to the defense side of the ball. Defense needs to generate takeaways. Talk to them about that. Got to generate some takeaways.
Yeah, this is pretty straightforward. We're almost averaging two takeaways a game this season. Zero last game. And what happened? We lost.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't help that our passes defended interception and fumble recovery leader, Julian Blackman, just went on IR with a shoulder injury. Mm-hmm. Really doesn't help. Blackman has had a stellar year. I wasn't low on Blackman coming into the year, but I was like, all right, I mean, it's Julian Blackman. He's not like a top tier safety, but he's been playing like one this season. So it's a huge blow to the secondary to lose him. Hopefully when we make the playoffs, he's back then, but right now he's out for a few weeks.
Yeah. We need that piece. He has four interceptions, I believe. Right. I mean, that's an integral piece to this defense. And going back to what you were just saying, I was reading an article earlier. I should say a little write up. It talked about how leading into this past week, Colts had forced 19 turnovers or 19 straight games with a turnover. Sorry. So not 19 total, 19 straight games with a turnover. That's crazy. Because those turnovers are super important, not only for us getting the ball back for the offense getting the ball back, but get in great field position. And B, we've seen the defense be able to turn these turnovers into touchdowns, defensive touchdowns. So that gets points on the board. So definitely going to have the defense really step up this week and generate those turnovers, especially sometimes we have a lackluster offense. We're going to need all the help we can get. So hopefully these boys can come out there and make it count, Eric. What's the third one for us here?
Third and final one. I'm going to say it. Jonathan Taylor needs to rush for 100-plus yards, and which is crazy that we're saying that because he hasn't done that this season. He hasn't. And that's the crazy part. We've won games where our run game has been stagnant and inefficient, where it's been under 100 yards for at least Jonathan Taylor. So imagine if we can get that 2021 Taylor. Imagine if we can get an efficient 120 yards on the ground from our superstar running back. That's where defenses will just have to hone in on them. Like they're gonna drop men into the box. This is where Gardner Minshew and the other side of the offense can take advantage of that. That's with any team. You have a really good run game and opens up the passing game. But for us especially, you know, we need it because we don't have elite quarterback play back there. You know, we need a superb game from Taylor to get our offense rolling. And it starts with our offensive line. They need to win in the trenches. They have to. Not just with the pass blocking. We need good run blocking. And we're missing that with Braden Smith, who I just assume at this point he ain't going to play, although he is practicing this week. So, I mean, that's good for him. But, you know, getting him back would be awesome. But, you know, that starts with the offensive line. Then Taylor has to make the right reads, determining which gap to go into, determining when to go into it. He needs to dazzle through the defenders, break those tackles that he's used to doing, things like that.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, JT, like you mentioned earlier, JT hasn't had a single game over 100 yards. Two games this season for us. That one against Tampa Bay, 15 carries for 91 yards, and then against the Saints, 12 carries for 95 yards. But besides that, everything else has been slim pickings. And we know we need that JT in rare form, because when our run game is not in rare form, our offense is one-dimensional, and it's easy for the defense to shut down. I'm sure it's a DC's dream come true whenever our running game is stagnant, because they're like, all right, we only got one thing to worry about now. Shut down Gardner Minshew. Shut down Minshew. Get him riled up in the pocket. And that comes from us not being efficient in the run game. We've had a couple games this year where the start of the game has been phenomenal, where the run has come out the gate strong, and then we've abandoned it in the second half. Couple game, I think one game JT had like 90 yards. I believe it was the Tampa Bay game. He had like 90 yards, or I don't know, high 80 yards in the first half and then like six in the second half. We can't have that. We got to have this offense be aggressive from the first play of the game, come out the box, run. Like you said, Eric, make them stack the box, make them respect what's going on. And then from there, that opens up the rest of the playbook for the rest of the offense. But I do want to see us dominate in the running game, because I feel like we have not had that in a couple weeks. And it's showing. And I know JT can still do it, even with the banged up line or a kind of a shoddy line that we've had, because we've seen it happen year over year. So I just really want them to take a step back, think about the game plan. JT, get your big boy pants on. Let's get out there and attack from the first play. Let's not put ourselves in bad situations where we're trying to run the ball on a 3rd and 9 when we know it's not going to mean anything. 1st and 10, smack him in the mouth. Second and six, smack him in the mouth. All of a sudden, we got a 3rd and 1, 3rd and 2. Now we can determine if we want to do a little play action, if we want to run it for the first down. But let's keep the chains rolling. So super important for JT this week.
Yeah. Let's get Braden Smith back out there.
Absolutely.
I keep saying that, but I want this offensive line healthy. That's all I got. You know, those are three keys. I think we do all of those three, and one of them can happen before even the game starts. You know, mm-hmm. We just need Pittman to suit up. Mm-hmm. We do those three. We're going to be A-okay.
Yeah, definitely. Tough game for us coming up this week. I'm excited for it on Sunday. Excited to be back in Lucas Oil. So everybody drop your comments below. Let us know what you think was going to happen in this game. You know, and like Eric said earlier, just like and subscribe for us here. It's always great. We've had some great interaction with the comments coming in. So we love what we're seeing. Keep it coming, fellas and ladies. Keep it coming.
Yeah, we're going to end it with a bang. Two final games in Lucas Oil Stadium. And then We could be on the road a lot in the playoffs, but hey, we're going to get it done. So
that's right. Hey,
that's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast today. We are live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. And we'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Y'all take care.
Take care.